Jesselyn Eisenman back here at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio for WITY. I am standing outside of the beef barn, actually with my two cousins.
Hi, I'm Addie Eisenman.
Hi, I'm Annie Eisenman.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing so far this week here at the fair?
It's been super fun. We did great today. We were excited.
It's so much fun. I love the fair.
What do you love about it the most?
I love showing my steer and the rides.
Ooh, what's your favorite ride?
The race cars that go around the corner super fast.
Rhett literally said that earlier. That's so funny you say that. Cousin mind right there. Same thinking.
Yes.
All right, well, talking back about our steers here, what's a steer? Tell me about that.
So a steer is a castrated bull, so they can't have offspring. And then we also brought a cow-calf pair, and then we brought two heifers, and then I have a steer, and she has a steer as well. So.
Okay, how old is your steer, Annie?
He's like one, maybe.
Oh, so he's just a baby.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, and how did you do in the cow-calf pair?
We got first every single time.
Congratulations. You guys are in 4-H. What 4-H club are you guys a part of?
Fountain Creek Sitchindu.
All right. And where does that club meet for their meetings?
At the township building in Fountain Creek.
All right. And what is the judge looking for in your class? Call it just the cow-calf pair. What's he looking for? Since you have two cows in the same class, how does he judge that?
Yeah, so the calf has to be, like, pretty strong, like, not just, like, a frail little weak one. Like, you have to see that the cow has been taking good care of him or her. And she has to have good teat placement. She has to have a pretty strong structural hip. She has to be pretty athletic on the move. And just if her calf is, like, strong, because you really can't break down a calf because they're little, so.
Okay, and as someone who doesn't know much about cattle, how do you enter the ring? How do you set them up? How do you show the cow?
Yeah, so for a steer in particular, they're looking for like a big hip, pretty full flank. If they handle well, which is like rib cover, and you don't want them to be too briskety up front. You want them to have a smooth, pretty strong top line. But when you walk in, you just go in, you park them for a second. The judge will either handle them or they'll just stay back. They'll ask the weight probably. And then you'll walk them, you'll park again, and then you want their two front feet to be square, and then you want their back feet to be a little offset, the one closest to the showman, so the back left, a couple inches in front just to make the flank look a little bit deeper and thicker.
Okay, so it's all about making him look bigger, even if not necessarily he is bigger, but it's just all about the look.
Yes, yes, you gotta fool the judge sometimes.
Okay, so that makes sense. So that's why you brush the hair the opposite way of how it grows?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
The fluffier the better.
Love that. And how long does it take you to wash your steer, brush him before you get into that first class of the day?
For me, it takes 2 minutes to wash and 30 minutes to blow because he's so hairy.
Oh, he is hairy?
Yes.
And what color is your cow?
All black.
All black? What about you, Addie?
He's black and white, but they're brothers, and their name is Johnny and Cash. So they're...
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yes. It takes about like 2 hours to fit them, though, when we're getting ready for a show. So it's pretty intense.
Yeah. And do you have any tack? Or, like, I know pigs, you just have a whip. So what's your, what do you use for tack to show them?
A show stick, and it has, like, a pointy end so then you can rub them to calm them down. And a halter.
Okay, and is the halter leather?
Yes.
Does it have, like, a shank on it, a chain?
Yes.
You mentioned that the stick calms them down. How do you do that on the cow to make them calm down?
You, like, scratch on their neck to just help them, or their stomach, and it helps set them up.
Okay, so speaking of setting up, since obviously you guys said you had a cow-calf pair, did you have to set up the little calf?
We tried to, but he's a baby, so he doesn't really.
Yeah, so how do you teach them to set up?
Well, you first have to, like, train them and always be with them to help them get to know you. So then you can, like, start working more on it to help it set up.
Okay, so practice makes perfect.
Yeah, we walk them a couple miles every morning, and then we practice walking them on the tractor so they get more, like, keep their head higher and everything, more muscle, and then also we'll work with the sticks and, like, so when most of the time when you're showing, you would like them to just walk right into their stance. If you've practiced enough, you don't really want to poke them with their the stick as much because it kind of annoys them. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. And so do you show anywhere else than just the Iroquois County Fair?
Yes, we go to Ford County, we go to Fisher, and some jackpot shows.
Ooh, what's a jackpot? It sounds fancy.
It's a one-day show, and it's just open. So. Okay.
Yeah. So I assume you get lots of premiums at the fairs. I'm sure you really hit the local fairs for the premiums.
Yes.
Yes, I know it's always fun to get money back. After a long, hard day of showing.
Yes, it is.
And where are you ladies from?
We are from Mahomet.
I'm going into fifth grade.
And I just graduated. I'm going to Vincennes University this fall to play volleyball and be on the livestock judging team.
Congratulations with that.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much. Congratulations so far. I see some banners. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Yeah, so our steers got grand and reserve today, grand champion and reserve champion. And then our cow calf got grand champion, and then our heifer got third overall. So it was a pretty successful day. We're very happy. We've worked very hard this year.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
All right. This is Jesslyn Eisenman here at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio for WITY.